I found Miss Nana, Mr. Mandrake. I couldn't see, but it must be her.
Where, Tommy?
Stretched out in the front seat of the coupe. I touched her face, and she's awful still and cold. We better get a doctor. Hey, we're moving.
Get up, Martha. We locked in. How we get doctor?
We can't. Those two men up in front don't know we're in here. If we shout and attract their attention, I'm afraid we'll all leave this van, and that won't help, Nada. I'm going to take a chance and light a match.
Oh, this van's all padded inside.
Yes. Extra heavy padding, too. Mm-hmm. Been used for carrying high explosives. Completely sealed and almost soundproof. Open the coupe door, Lothar.
Yes, Master. Oh, can't open far. Side of van in way.
Tommy, you're small. Will you squeeze in there and see if you can find the dash lights?
Oh, sure, I can make it. I'll find them.
There's not a sound from Nada. I don't like this, Lothar.
You think she...
I found them, I think.
Ah, good boy, Tommy. Lights are what we need. Yes, I think I can squeeze in there, too.
Gosh, Miss Nada's eyes are wide open. She's staring at me like she was...
What, Tommy?
Oh, I thought Miss Nada winked at me.
Winked at you?
Yes, sir.
Move over to the other side of Nada so I can get turned around.
I guess it might be a way here.
Now, that's better. Nada. Nada.
Did she wink again?
She did, Tommy. We needn't be afraid to look. Nada's not hurt. But you see, her mouth is all taped up and her hands are tied behind her back.
Oh, gosh.
I'll have this tape off in a moment, Nada. Tommy, see if you can't cut Nada's hands loose.
Oh, you bet.
Is Nada all right, Master?
Yes, Lothar. This adhesive tape is nasty stuff to handle. Hurt you, Nada? One wink means no, and two winks mean yes.
She winked him twice.
Which means, Lothar, that Nada's a sissy baby. There you are, Nada, the last strip.
Oh, Henrik, how did you ever find me?
Well, Tommy's cleverness in chalking the number of his car on the sidewalk gave us the clue. The police alarm drove Slade to cover. It was mostly blind luck that Lothar and I stumbled on this truck.
I certainly owe a lot to Tommy.
Gosh, what did I do? Nothing.
You hit Lothar overhead with monkey wrench. That's something.
Not so loud, Lothar. We don't want to be heard until we map out a plan.
We're moving, aren't we?
Yes, Nada. We've been locked in. Slade and the truck driver high pitch are up front. But they don't know they have four passengers now instead of one.
Then we can't get out without...
We can't call for help. Chances are High Pitch has a submachine gun up front with him. He could throw open the rear door and get all of us out before we could make a move to escape. Tommy.
Yes, sir?
Let me have your knife.
All right.
Lothar. Yes. That's right. Take Tommy's knife and cut away the padding in one or two places. I want to know if this truck is steel-lined.
Yes, Master. Want to come too, Mr. Turk?
Oh, sure. I'll go with Lothar, Mr. Mandrake.
All right, Tommy.
I can slip out this other side.
Not too much noise, Tommy?
No, sir. I'll be careful.
Why on earth does Lothar call Tommy Mr. Turk?
Oh. They've taken a great shine to one another, Nada. But, you see, Lothar made the mistake of trying to mother Tommy. Oh. I warned him that he must treat Tommy with dignity. Well, Mr. Turk is the result.
Mandrake, I think he's the bravest boy I've ever known.
Mm.
I'd like to mother him myself.
Yes, we all three seem to have adopted Tommy for the present. Nada, have you any idea how Slade meant to dispose of you?
Dispose? Why? Oh, you think...
Have you any idea where this truck is bound for, Nada?
No, Mandrake, not the slightest idea. Have you?
Only a vague one. There is more than one munitions plant in this area. And I'm sure this van comes from one of them.
You think it's returning there now?
Yes, but not with an empty van. Don't you see how that changes all their plans?
Of course. They have to get rid of this black coupe now and...
And you. Nada, there are two serious charges against Slade now. Kidnapping and impersonating a federal officer to obtain that red book I gave you. And you are the only person who could identify Slade.
Oh, that book I had completely forgotten about.
Well, no one blames you for giving it to Slade.
But I didn't give it to him. I shoved it down into the upholstery. Here it is.
Nada. You mean Slade didn't take this book from you?
He demanded it, Mandrake, but I had a small red leather address book almost exactly like this one. I handed that to him. He never thought to look at it closely, just put it in his pocket.
This is a break, Nada. Slade hasn't discovered how you tricked him. You can be sure he'd have come back here for the book.
You see, Slade's up front with High Pitch, the driver.
Yes. Yes, we heard him say he would drop Slade off at the railroad station to catch the next train out.
There'll only be one of them left then, Landrick. I pitched the driver. Surely you can...
Oh, yes, I can handle him easily, Nada, if there's any way of getting out of this truck.
Master.
Yes?
Me and Mr. Turk been all over back of van.
What did you find out?
Bad news, Master.
The whole van is lined with steel, Mr. Mandrake, and just padded over.
Padded over?
Not good news, is it?
No, sir.
No, Master.
I think this van is headed for a munitions plant. Now, somewhere between here and there, High Pitch will try to dispose of this black coupe and Nada.
That be our chance, Master.
Yes, our one chance. High Pitch will have to open the rear door to this van. He won't be expecting trouble, so we'll... Listen. Wasn't that a train whistle?
Yes, Mandrake.
Well, we must be nearing the railroad station. We'll be rid of one of our enemies, at any rate. I'm going to turn the radio on and see if the police are still trying to find this coupe. We might learn something...
There's your train coming in, Slade.
Now listen, High Pitch. Get rid of that coupe and Nada before you come back to the plant.
Just leave it to me. I'm driving back over the mountains. I know just the spot to dump it. Here's your station and your train's coming in.
See here, High Pitch, you don't mean it to...
Sure, why not?
I'm not sure the big boss would like it.
Nuts, it's unnatural. I can leave the van there, too, for a few days, just to make sure that everything's clear.
Why, it'll be daylight by the time you reach it.
So what?
Somebody might wonder what a moving van was doing in that locality.
I'll turn the van over to you if you got a better idea, Slade.
Don't be a fool, High Pitch.
I'm not gonna be. I'm taking no chances with that filly and your coupe parked in my van.
I know, but don't...
There's a police alarm out for your car. Or did you forget?
I guess you're right. Just remember that Mandrake crippled our whole campaign against United States shipping. He's still on the loose. He'll turn this country upside down to find Nada. After you leave town, don't leave a trail behind you.
Stop worrying.
We're lucky I got that red book out of his hands. Might have tipped him. If we can keep that mountain base concealed for another 30 days, we'll have this country on its knees.
Hop down, Slater. You'll miss your train.
Okay. Be seeing you, High Pitch. Don't take any chances.
Now officially admitted that a surprising number of giant long-range bombers have never reached their destination. Fueled for the long transatlantic hop and flown by a pilot and a co-pilot under perfect weather conditions, these flying fortresses have just disappeared somewhere in mid-ocean without leaving a trace. An investigation is underway to determine...
Why did you turn it off, Mandrake?
Didn't you notice Tommy slip out of the car, Nada? I'm afraid that was too much for him. You see, his father was a pilot on one of those lost bombers.
Oh.
Lothar, talk to the boy.
Yes, Master.
I have no idea, Mandrake.
Nada.
Yes?
I think we're on the track of something.
What, Mandrake?
Remember that giant plane we heard flying over Shore Point without lights? Inland toward the mountains?
Yes.
Suppose it was one of those great bombers that was reported missing. Suppose they're being massed at some hidden base to be unleashed on every munitions plant and industrial center in America at a given signal. This van is climbing a steep grade, Nada. Suppose we're driving straight toward that secret base now.